姐妹朋友们早安。
Morning, everyone.
感谢神又让我有机会和伊赛卡教会的弟兄姐妹们能一起来学习神的话语。
I thank the Lord that once again I can come here to learn God's word with everyone here in Ithaca.
我很喜欢许牧师所选的这个给你们教会所选的这个季度的这个题目哈。
I really like Pastor Xu's theme for this season.
从圣经中的祷告学习祷告。
To learn to pray from the prayers in the Bible.
因为在我们看到他们的祷告的时候，我们可以了解他们内心的挣扎。
We can see and understand their struggles when we hear their prayers.
因为常常他们的问题就是我们的问题。
Oftentimes their problems are our problems.
我们可以了解到他们是如何来面对这些问题。
And we could understand how they face the problems.
如何去祷告。
How to pray.
神又是如何来回应他们的祷告。
And how God responded to their prayers.
从而可以帮助我们过一个学习和操练一个祷告的一个生活。
And we learn to exercise our ability to pray as we learn this.
我想我们每一个信主的人都知道，祷告是我们和神交通和他建立关系的一个非常重要的一个途径。
Everyone knows that to pray is the way to establish a relationship and to communicate with God.
可是在我们的教会生活中，包括我自己在内，实际上我们最缺乏的就是祷告。
But oftentimes too many, including myself, really lack in prayers.
我只要问大家一个问题，我们每一天或者每一个星期，你大概在祷告上花的时间有多长时间？你不需要回答我，你想一想。
So let me ask you this question that, and you don't have to answer me. How much time do you spend on prayer each day or each week?
你想一想，我们的时间不会是很多哈。
You might find that it's not that much.
我曾经读过这样一个统计数字，这是美国教会的。
I once read about the statistics from gathered from the United States.
我想这个我们中国教会不会比这个数字更好。
And I imagine the churches in China will not be any better.
大概现在基督徒平均每天花在祷告的时间，包括我们三餐的谢饭哈，大概是三到七分钟。
And on average, a Christian spends about 3 to 7 minutes per day to pray, and that includes saying the grace before meals.
如果大家不相信，可以大家去大概算一下时间哈。
You could, if you do not believe it, you could just calculate it yourself.
那52%的人说他每天大概祷告一次。
52% of the people say they pray once a day.
37%的人说是他祷告一天有祷告几次的时间。
37% say they pray more than once per day.
只有21%的人说他可能跟家人有在一起的祷告的时间。
And only 21% say that they pray with their family.
这是我们一般的信徒。那传道人呢？
And that's for just a typical believer. But how about those evangelists or ministers?
他们的统计是传道人 average 每天只有39分钟。
The statistics show that they only pray for 39 minutes per day on average.
可见我们在祷告上花的时间是非常的少。
We spend too little time on prayers.
比起我们花在健身、花在这个计算机上的时间，那正是少的可怜。
Compared to the time we spend on exercising our bodies or our reading our smartphones, the time we spend on prayers is very little.
我不知道你们有没有去参加今年的纽约灵命竞争会，有没有
？Have you been to this year's New York?
New York Summer Conference.
New York Summer Conference.
他们是每年都有，这是第44年。
This is the 44th year of this annual event.
那其中一个牧者就提到，我们现在的年轻人，就是我们的孩子们。
And one of the pastors mentioned that today's young generation has been fully distracted by all these widgets and smartphones.
像这个 Facebook, Twitter, whatever, 那个
像脸书或是推特或是随便
所以他们大概花那个、花在每天花在这些事情的时间大概至少七个小时。
And they spend at least 7 hours per every day on this these new devices.
所以他们怎么可能有时间来读神的话也和祷告呢？
Now, do they really have any more time to pray?
实际上，这是对我们今天的这个时代的父母的是一个非常大的一个挑战。
So this is a very big challenge for every parent today.
那这是我们个人祷告的状况。那我们这个教会祷告会的情况怎么样呢？
Okay, how about a congregational prayer in a church?
那我曾经读过一个给教会祷告会写的一个讣告。
I once read this metaphor for church prayer meetings.
他是这样写到的。
It was like this.
他说：“祷告会女士，最近在位于世界大道的第一玩忽职守教会过世。
Miss prayer meeting has recently passed away.”
她出生于很多年以前的大复兴运动中。
She was born in a revival event many years ago.
并且成为教会大家庭中最富有影响力的成员之一。
And she became one of the most influential people in the big church family.
但在过去的几年中
，But in the most recent years，
祷告会女士的健康状况每况愈下。
Miss prayer meeting has been declining in her health.
最后以名存实亡。
And lastly, she died.
她临终前最大的担心是她所爱的人不能够再围在她的身边。
Her most disappointment on her deathbed was that the people she loved couldn't be with her as she was dying.
他们是忙于世上的交易和享乐。
They were just busy spending their time on world's pleasures.
很多的专家包括操练先生、改革先生、重建先生对他的身体衰败情况有不同的见解。
Many experts such as Mr. Revival or Mr. Revolution or Mr. Reform or
and what else? 他信了。
Yeah. And they had a different opinion for her.
因此给他注入了大量的这个组织机构形式和社会的活动。
So they injected in her a lot of secular-like events or organizational stuff.
但都无济于事。
But none of these could heal her.
尸检报告表明。
And the medical report showed that.
祷告会女士是由于属灵食物的缺乏，再加上缺乏信心。
Miss.Prayer meeting died of a lack of faith and lack of spiritual nutrition.
而导致她最后的死亡。
And that made her die.
鉴于没有人会参加她的追思礼拜，所以礼拜三晚上教会的大门将关闭。
Since no one will come to her memorial service on Wednesdays, the prayer meetings of every church will be closed.
这就是现在美国很多教会的一个光景，祷告会是关闭的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the situation of a lot of churches in America today, that the prayer meeting doors are closed.
实际上我们中国教会情况也不是很好。
And the situation in China is not any better.
大概祷告会是我们中国教会参加人数最少的一个。
Prayer meetings are probably one of the fewest attending events in China.
所以这的确反映了我们的教会和我们个人的祷告的生活的一个光景哈。
And this really reflects our prayer situation either as a church or as individuals.
我想导致这样的情况的原因很多，但是其中很重要的一点就是在这个布告里所提到的，就是我们的信心的问题。
Many reasons probably attributed to this, but one primary reason is our situation in our prayers.
我们虽然是信神，但是我们真的相信神是全能的，他是无所不在，愿意帮助我们的吗？
Even though we believe in God, do we truly know that He is everywhere and that He's willing to help us?
我们常常，我相信我们弟兄姐妹会常常把我们的难处，把我们的祷告带到神的面前来祈求。
Sure, we often give our difficulties to God in our prayers.
我们也希望神按照我们的心意，按照我们的时间来回应我们。
And we hope that God can respond to us in a way and in a time that we want.
但是现实的生活告诉我们，很多的时候并非如此。
But reality tells us otherwise.
于是我们的信心就开始出现了一个很大的挑战。
So our faith falters.
所以我今天想跟大家一起来通过哈巴谷先知这个哈巴谷书这卷书呢，跟大家一起来分享这个祷告与信心的问题。
And I'm going to share with you the problem of prayer and faith as we go through Habakkuk today.
啊，哈巴谷书其实是很短的一卷书。
Habakkuk is a very short book in the Bible.
只有三章。
Only three chapters.
我不知道弟兄姐妹啊，在家里有没有读。
I'm not sure if you have read it before.
按它的结构来分是，实际上是分两部分。
From its structure, we can divide it into two parts.
一二章是第一部分，三章是另外一部分。
Chapters 1 and 2 are the first part, and chapter 3 is the second part.
大家可以啊翻开圣经看哈。
You can open it and read it.
那第一部分你可以读到先知和神在啊争辩。
In the first part, you can read about the dispute between the prophet and God.
他难过，而且你可以体会到先知在那儿大声的向神吼叫。
The prophet was sad and he was yelling at God.
他向神祈求求问。
He asked God.
寻求公义。
He wanted justice and righteousness.
而且表现出一种不耐烦和很低落的一种心情。
And he was impatient and very sad about it.
但是在第二部分。
But on the second part,
他却安息在神的里面。
He was fully in a peaceful rest in God.
他开心地向神歌唱。
He was singing to God with gladness.
他祷告中发出赞美和感叹。
His prayer was filled with awe and praises.
他在那儿祈求神的怜悯。
He seeks for God's mercy.
表现出一种耐心的等候和心情比较振奋的这样一种心情。
And he expressed his fervent expectation and patience in waiting.
其实他的状况并没有改变。
You see, the situation of him didn't even change.
甚至他更糟糕，因为神已经告诉他更大的灾难要来到。
If anything, it was worse because God already told him that an even worse catastrophe is going to come.
那究竟是什么原因使哈巴谷有如此的变化？
So why did Habakkuk had such a change?
那神到底向他说了些什么？
What did God really tell him?
那我们现在我们就一起来看这个哈巴谷书。
Let's look at them together.
那哈巴谷书是从哈巴谷的第一个抱怨的祷告开始。
The book of Habakkuk starts from the first complaint of Habakkuk.
我不知道我们能不能会众我们一起来读第一段他的。
Can we first read together?
我们一起来。他说
耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，
在这里我们看到他向神呼求了很多次，好像神掩面不听他的祷告，然后他陷入了一个信仰的一个挣扎中，就是他所信的信仰和他眼前的这种状况似乎是不相符。
Here we saw that Habakkuk was calling out to God only to receive God's seeming ignorance. And so we see that because of this, Habakkuk's faith has been facing a big challenge and he is really sad about it.
那我们知道哈巴谷先知是他那个时代是大概是巴比伦国刚刚兴起，亚述帝国开始衰已经衰灭的开始衰微的时候。
For a little bit of historical background, in this time period, the kingdom of Assyria was almost ended, and the kingdom of Babylon was is just flourishing.
大概是公元前620年到610年的这个时候。
And it's about 620 to 610 BC.
哈巴谷先知看到这种动荡的一个时代哈，他看到内部国家内部政治和宗教的腐败。
In this unstable age of Habakkuk, he saw only government corruption and religion's corruption.
所以他来到神的面前，向神祈求，求神来亲自来介入，来管教以色列国家。
So he asked God to truly chastise his people, the Jews.
所以呢，他就向神抱怨说，在这公理颠倒的一个时代，主啊，你为什么视而不见，不来施行惩罚呢？
So he was complaining to God for God's lack of punishment in this world of evil.
所以就常常，所以他就向神来询问，说神，你为什么不就像我们常常来跟神说，神啊，你为什么不回答我的祷告？
So the way he was asking God was like many of us, that God, why don't you answer my prayers?
似乎说我们在向神挑战，说神啊，你听祷告吗？
It's as if we are challenging God. Hey God, did you even hear me?
我们不是也常常在为美国，为我们中国祷告，说神啊，你为什么不去把中国或者美国改变得更好呢？
Don't we also pray for the better of America or China?
也我们可以看到现在的这个时代，到处是灾荒、枪杀、战争，这个凡是很多不好的事情一再发生。
Because we genuinely see that there are so many bad things, such as corruption or murders or famine happening in this world.
神当然听了哈先知的祷告和我们的祷告。
Of course, God heard Habakkuk's prayers as well as ours.
我们来看看神是怎么回答他的。
But let's look at how God responded to him.
我们也一起来读这段经文。
Let's read this part together.
好，谢谢。那在这里呢，神回答哈巴谷先知说，我听见了你的祷告。
Here God responded to him, I heard your prayer.
你应该把你的眼光应该看得更广一些。
But you really should have a more global perspective.
向周围看一看，不要只盯在自己的事情上。
Look around you, don't just look on yourself.
当你看的时候，你会惊奇。
When you look further enough, far enough, you will be amazed.
也就是说，在你有生之前，我之年我要做一件事情。
Before you die, I shall do something great.
这件事呢，我告诉你很多次，你就是不信。
And I have told you many times about this thing, but you just do not believe it.
并且我已经在做这件事，只是你没有看出来。
In fact, I'm already doing it, but you do not see it.
我只是把它翻成一个像白话的来跟大家解释。
This is my paraphrase of the verses.
这不也常常是我们的光景吗？
And isn't this also our situation?
大家知道我们 Corning 团契的人士不是很多哈。
There aren't many participants in our Corning church.
但是我们的祷告会也很小。
And our prayer meeting is also pretty small.
但是我们经历了很多神的同在和垂听我们祷告的这样的一个经历。
But we experience many much presence of God and His answered prayers.
但是也有很多的祷告，神并没有按照我们的心意或者我们的时间来成就。
But of course, God didn't answer a lot of prayers in the time or desire that we intended.
所以我们也会常常有这样的问题，说神啊，你到底听我们的祷告吗？
We too often have this question, God, did you really hear our prayers?
也我们常常在难处或者病痛中间，我们常常的眼睛只是 focus 在我们的难处中。
Oftentimes when we are sick or in trouble, our eyes focus on our own troubles.
我们很少能够安静下来看神的作为。
We usually don't really look at God's work with a calm.
那我们中间有一个弟兄，他一向是非常努力的工作和这个所拥为他拥有的成绩而骄傲。
A brother among us is a very diligent worker, and he's pretty proud of his work and everything.
那他被雇到 Corning 公司来开始一个新的一个实验室。
He was hired to Corning to start a new lab.
那他也雇了很多手下，雇了很多人在他实验室来工作。
He also hired many to work under him.
当然我们知道这个这几年美国经济不景气，然后呢公司就开始裁员。
But due to the recent economical depression, many companies start laying off people.
那他是那个部门的一个主管。
He's the manager of that lab.
每年的工作的评比也不错。
His annual report about him is also pretty good.
虽然他们没有达到他们的这个最后的要求，但是进展还不错。
And though he didn't fully, perfectly met all his expectations, his progress was actually pretty good.
所以呢，他非常 confident， 很有自信，说他觉得他自己不会是被 lay off 的。
So he was confident that he wouldn't be laid off.
可是没想到
，unfortunately，
第一个被解雇就是他。
He's the very first person to get laid off.
那他对此非常的这个不满，而且开始抱怨声。
And he was really kind of complaining about this.
那我们当然这个团契就为他找工作祷告，同时实际上我们也是为他的属灵的生命的进展来祷告。
So as a congregation, we prayed for his new job and for his own spiritual progress.
希望他能够真正的谦卑的来到神的面前来信靠他。
We hope that he could humble himself to come before God and rely on him.
因为他虽然信主了，但他对属灵的事情实际上并不关心。
Although he's a Christian, he was not really into Jesus' teachings.
甚至不愿意让他的太太和孩子去教会聚会，他觉得太浪费时间。
He even prohibited his wife and kids from going to church because he thought that it's a waste of time.
那刚被解雇的时候，他觉得不以为然，因为他从来没被解雇过。这是。
So when was first laid off, he still didn't really think much.
他觉得靠他自己可以做一切的事情。
He felt that he could still accomplish many things by himself.
可是几个月过去了，一点信儿没有。
But many months passed, and he still couldn't find a job.
他开始着急了。
And he started to feel dizzy.
那我们也跟他讲说，我们相信神一定会会给他一个工作。他总是半信半疑。
We kept telling him that he will certainly get a job from God, but he didn't really believe it quite much.
感谢神，神垂听了我们的祷告。
And we thank the Lord because he truly listened to our prayer.
但是先是改变这个弟兄。
But what he did was that he changed this brother first.
所以呢，这个弟兄也开始参加我们的聚会。他以前礼拜五很少来的。
So this brother started to go to the fellowship with us, which he didn't usually do when he had a job.
开始面对自己的骄傲，然后开始谦卑在神的面前。
He started to deal with his pride and to humble himself before God.
那我们那一年的感恩见证会，因为我们有大概三个还是四个弟兄姐妹被 lay off。
On the Thanksgiving of that year, about three or four brothers and sisters got laid off.
他们在感恩见证会上，在难处中仍然在感谢和赞美神。
In the Thanksgiving testimony, they showed us how they were thankful to God even though they were facing difficulties.
那又过了几个月。
A few months passed.
神真的赐给他了一个工作。
God really gave this brother a new job.
而且那个工作开始的时间就是 Corning 给他的那个 benefit 那截止的时间。
And the time when his new job started was exactly the time when the benefits from his old company ended.
那他也跟他们全家都立志说，我们应该在神面前好好的来多亲近他，来多跟随神。
And he told his whole family that they as a family should really get closer to God.
当这个弟兄到了新的工作岗位以后，他才发现神给他的恩典更加奇妙。
And he realized that God's blessing to him didn't really stop here as he walked into his new job.
那神早早把他解雇，才能让他在那个公司早点上班。
Because God made him laid off early enough so that he could start his new job early in time.
因为随着美国经济的不景气，越来越多的人被 lay off， 申请他到他手下工作的人，很多人的资历和经历都比他强。
Because as the depression continues, many people continue to get laid off, and later the people who came to work under him were actually had actually better qualifications than him.
所以他那时候意识到，很多时候神给我们预备的是根本我们没有想过，或者根本没有没办法去明白的一个事。
And the brother realized, oftentimes God's blessing to us is something that we cannot see until we have reached the destination.
我们以为神没有听我们的祷告。
We often think that God didn't listen to our prayer.
就像哈巴谷先知在这里向神所说的一样。
In the same way that the prophet Habakkuk did.
所以当我们在等待的期间，我们要有一颗一个信心来仰望神。
So I encourage you to truly have this faith in the time when we wait for God's response.
我们相信神给我们预备的是最好的。
Because what God prepares for us is the best.
好，让我们再回来看到来看这个神与先知的对话。当神跟他说我已做的事情你看不出来，我相信先知一定纳闷，有什么事情我没看出来呢？
As we see this interaction between Habakkuk and God, as God said, what I have done you do not see. I'm sure Habakkuk was asking in himself, what did you do that I didn't see?
神告诉他说，我要兴起巴比伦人来惩罚犹大。
God said, I'm going to raise up the Babylonians to punish the Jews.
所以我们来看看下一段经文，先知是如何对神的回答做反应的。
And let's see how Habakkuk responded.In the next verses.
我们还是一起来读这段经文。
Let's read together.
不要读那个绿的哈。
Don't read the green part.
耶和华我的神，我的
好，谢谢。那先知听了神的回答，更生气了。
So the prophet got even more angry after he heard this.
他在祷告中再次向神抱怨说：“你怎么能够这样来做呢
？”He complained again to God. How can you do this?
你怎么能够忍耐邪恶，甚至用比以色列人更坏的人来惩罚我们呢
？How can you tolerate evil or even use evil to punish us?
你让我们实际上按我们今天来讲，你让我们远离罪恶，你却使用这些人。
In our words today, it's like you want us to flee away from evil, but you use evil.
所以这是一个对我们很大的一个挑战。
And this is certainly a big challenge.
所以我们常常会问神第二个问题。
So we ask God this second question oftentimes.
神，你怎么能够这样回答我的祷告呢？
God, how can you answer my prayer in this way?
我们常常问神，难道神你的方式、你的时间是最好了吗
？God, is your way really the best?
那我们实际上，在我看哈巴谷书时候，我觉得先知提的问题蛮有道理的。
In fact, I could really agree with Habakkuk as I read this book.
你是一个圣洁的神，怎么能够？来和邪恶的这个势力混在一起呢
？How can a holy God mingle together with evilness？
你知道这个巴比伦这个民族在历史上是一个非常残忍的民族。
The Babylonian people are a very barbarian people in history.
他们有一个所谓的焦土政策。
They actually have this policy.
他们所到之处，他会把所有的牛羊动物会连人一起掠走。
The policy in which they could plunder everything everywhere they go.
他们还会毁灭很多的这些树啊、花果啊等等。
And they destroyed trees and a lot of crops as they travel.
那我想先知在这里向神来质问，觉得在我们犹大中还是有很多的义人的。
But Habakkuk's inquisition to God.Says that there are still many righteous among us in the Jews.
这样的惩罚实在是不公平。
So this punishment is really quite unfair.
这是我们人的理性和理解是有限的地方。
But he said this out of his own limited rationale.
我们常常说神掌握一切。
We often say God's in control of everything.
那我们会像先知一样说神啊，你不要看邪恶。
And we often say the same thing. We tell God, do not look on evil.
但是实际上我们可以不看，但是他每天都得看。
In fact, we don't have to look on evilness, but God sees evil every day.
因为他的眼遍顾全地。
Because his eyes is everywhere.
而且在历史上，神也常常用一个是邪恶的势力来惩罚另外一个。
In history, God often used an evil period to punish another evil people.
所以在这之前，北国以色列就是被亚述灭掉。
In fact, the northern Israel was destroyed by Assyria.
我们常说神是万王之王，万主之主。
We often say our God is the Lord of all lords and King of all kings.
所以他是所有人的主，包括好人和坏人。
So he's the King of all kings, including the bad kings.
所以神会用任何一个人。
So God could use anyone.
那我们今天实际上在我们的祷告的过程中，不也是常常这样问神吗？
Don't we often say the same thing in our prayers today?
我们很多有心追求的，在我们教会有很多很心追求的信徒，常常求神来改变我们自己。
Many genuine seeking brothers and sisters in our church are often asked for God to change themselves.
希望我们更多的来像耶稣。
That they can become more like Jesus.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有这样的经历，当你这样祷告的时候，马上环境就来。
Did you ever experience this that right after you pray like this, something happens?
然后所发生的环境是你没有想过的，就开始抱怨神有。
But if the situation isn't as what you desire, then you start to complain to God.
我们不明白神你到底要做什么。
We don't understand what God's gonna do.
请原谅我在这儿提一下我们这些做弟兄们的事情。
Forgive me for pick on a few Christians today.
我想来到我们北美有很多的弟兄们弟兄们或者是男士们他们都是非常优秀的人才。
Many brothers or sisters who come to America to study, they are very, very highly academically successful people.
所以这就给我们一个非常致命的一个问题，就是我们的骄傲。
And that brings a very, fatal problem.
我不是说别人不骄傲，我只是说我们这个弟兄们特别的这个骄傲。
I'm not saying other people are not proud, but especially we are very proud.
那神为了改变我们，合乎他的用的话，就会兴起环境来对付我们。
So if God wants to use us, He will change us in certain ways.
我已经碰到很多的弟兄，常常会抱怨说老板不好，同事不好。
Many brothers I know often complain about his managers.
然后呢，觉得自己的能力远远超过自己的这个manager 或者是老板。
They feel that their ability surpasses their managers by far.
他会为这个工作的事情和老板同事发生很多的争执。
They hold much contention with their managers at work.
那严重的就会辞去工作到另外一个地方。
Some even quit their job to go somewhere else.
他们换了一个地方又一个地方。
And they change their job one after another.
其实他们也很痛苦。
Even they were in pain this way.
然后整个家庭跟着他们一起受苦。
And their family, of course, also suffered with them.
但是他们发现问题并没有解决。
But the problem was still there.
因为他们不知道真正的问题是我们自己。
Because they didn't know that the real problem is himself.
环境包括这些老板也好，同事也好，只不过是神所用的工具而已。
Their surroundings, including his manager or colleagues, are but something God uses.
所以我们应该早一点顺服在神的面前。
So we should really be obedient to God early.
求神开我们的眼睛，让我们看到我们的问题。
And ask God to open our eyes to see our own problems.
那我也跟他们分享说，神是爱你的，所以呢，神要在你身上成就的事情一定要成就。
And I told them that God loves you, so He will surely make things happen on you as He plans.
So 我们最好是早点学这功课，少受苦。
So it's better for us to learn the lesson earlier.
感谢神，我们很多的弟兄开始学这个功课，而且呢，开始从这个难处中开始走了出来。
Thanks be to the Lord, many brothers indeed start to learn the lesson and start to walk away from this problem.
其实他的环境，他们的环境都没有改变，还是那样。
See, the situation remains the same.
但是神的祝福却随之而来。
But God's blessing starts to flow in.
所以我们常常神回应我们的祷告是不是按照我们的时间和我们的方式来做的。
Oftentimes God doesn't answer our prayer according to our own time or desire.
好，让我们来看来看下一段。
Let's look at the next section.
那我们来看看神是怎么回答哈巴谷先知的第二个抱怨的祷告。
Look at how God answered Habakkuk's second complaint.
好，我们一起来读这段经文。
Let's read them together.
我们读了这段经文，好像神并没有回答他的问题，是吧？
You might think that God didn't really answer him after you read this.
似乎在跟先知说，你的任务不是来观看我是否能够成就。
It's like God saying, your job is not to see whether I make things.
而是写下我的默示，去忠实地传达我的信息。
But to just write down my revelation and to preach it out to others.
那似乎神在说，我要成就的事情一定要成就，而且很快就要实现，无论你同意不同意。
It seems that God's saying that whatever I plan, it will happen whether you agree or not.
然后第三点，神告诉他说，你告诉犹大人和这个巴比伦人，你们都要受惩罚，唯有一人因信得胜。
And God's saying both the Babylonians and Jews are going to be punished, and only those who are faithful to, only who, those righteousness who are faithful will be spared.
如果你要是读圣经很多遍的话，你知道很多关键的时候神不回答我们的问题。
If you read the Bible, you see that many times in the critical moment, God actually does not answer our questions.
很多时候会反问我们的问题。
In fact, he responds us with another question.
我不知道大家读没读过约伯记。
I don't know if you read Job.
那是另外一个和神辩论的一个先一个圣人。
Job is another person who disputed with God.
他有很多的问题要向神来理论。整个的大部分的时间他都在问。
He had.Too many problems to straighten out with God.
他不明白他为什么受苦。
He didn't understand why he had to suffer.
但是，约伯为什么在后面会有个转变呢？
But why did he have this change in the end?
因为在神在向他问问题的过程中，约伯明白了两件事情。
Because as he was asking God all these questions, he came to understand two things.
你们可以回去读一下哈，问看神问了他哪些问题。
You could go home and read this book to know what the two questions are.
第一个，他在神问他问题的面前，他觉得自己是何等的无知和有限。
Well, the first key point was that he knew himself to be truly limited and ignorant as he came before God.
根本没有资格和神来这个论理。
Truly disqualified to really dispute with God.
第二，他明白了神是全能的、全智的。
The second point was that he knows that God is all-knowing and omnipotent.
那所有的安排都是最好的，包括对他的安排。
And that every plan of God is the best.
所以当他从他人的眼光转到神的眼光来看这些问题难处的时候，
As he shifted his perspective from himself to God，
他的信心升华了。
His faithfulness, his faith, sublimed.
他对神的经历更加加深了。
His experience with God is truly, become more.
所以他说了下面这段话，他说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己。”在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。This is okay. 那他当他真正遇见神的时候，他的苦难和疑难的问题已经不重要了。
So when he truly saw God, his own sufferings were actually became less important.
在这里神并没有回答这个哈巴谷先知的第二个问题，却似乎在反问先知他一个问题。
Even though God didn't answer his second question, he asked him another question.
下一个 slide 你可以给我弄。他说：“你相信我吗
？”Do you believe in me？
你相信我所讲的吗
？Do you believe in everything I say？
就是即便是。像你所说的这种状况，你仍然能够相信我吗
？Even if you are still in the situation you say you are in, can you still believe in me？
所以在当时，对于哈巴谷先知来讲，是一个非常困难的一个事情。
This was a very difficult thing for Habakkuk.
但是历史告诉我们，以色列这国家今天仍然存在，但是在过去历史中，这些强国一个一个的这个。被消灭掉。
History tells us that the Jewish people still exist today, but all of their past enemies have all vanished from this earth.
所以神也同样对我们今天的基督徒来问我们的一个问题，就是无论你在家庭、工作、教会的难处中，你仍然愿意相信他吗
？In the same way, God asks us, even if you are suffering in your family or in your work, can you still believe in me?
你愿意按照神的心意去行去做吗？甚至因着这个缘故，你会失去很多的好处，升迁的机会，甚至是你有很多的不方便的地方。
So can you truly obey God and do his will even if that means losing a lot of benefits such as getting promoted or a lot of other inconvenience?
这种事情我已经听得很多了哈。
And I have heard too many of these type of things.
在公司里面为了这个 credit 彼此相争的事情哈。
For those people who fight for their credit in the workplace.
那如果你相信你愿意这样做的话，神说你必定存活。
If you can truly obey him like this, you will survive.
而且你会经历神的同在和他的祝福。
And you will experience God's presence and blessings.
我希望大家可以在你的生活中可以跟神去试一下，你肯定会得到神的同在和祝福。
You can try it out in your life, and I assure you, you will receive God's blessings.
那当神向先知挑战的时候，他就安静下来。
When God challenged the prophet quieted down.
如果大家回去读第三章一到十五节这段经文的话，那先知在祷告中看到了自己的有限。
Read chapter 3 verses 1 to 15 at home and you will see that Habakkuk saw his own limitations.
他才发现他对神的荣耀、神的主权和能力认识不足。
And he realized that he didn't really know God's full authority and glory.
他回想到神在过去以色列人历史中所成就的一切。
He thought of all God had achieved in the past to the Jewish people.
所以一切都在神的手里，我为什么不能信靠他呢
？So if everything was under God's hand, why couldn't I believe in Him?
那他在那里写到说，全地都应该在神面前肃静。
So he said that all should quiet down before God.
所以他在祷告中摆正了他和神之间的关系。
And as he prayed, his relationship and faithfulness to God was restored.
这是我们的一个眼光的转变。
And this is a change in perspective.
也是我们信心升华的关键。
And also the key to the sublimation of our faith.
所以哈巴谷先知也是在祷告中遇见了神。
The prophet Habakkuk also, he met God in his prayers.
他信靠神，以神为乐，成为他的一切。
He trusted God and treated God as his joy.
所以外面的环境已经不重要。
So that the eternal situation was not important any longer.
所以他发出了第三个祷告的这样的一个赞美。
So his third prayer was like this.
所以我们可以就是读我们今天的这个经文，我们一起再来读一遍。
Let's read them together.
我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨痛朽烂，我在所立之处战惊，我时刻安静等候灾难之日临到。万境之民上来，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不效力，田地不出粮食，天冬则凉，城内也没有粮油。但我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他是我的脚快如无路的蹄，又使我横行在高处。
好，谢谢。所以你看到先知在这里发出了赞美，而且他有很大的信心。就像我刚才讲的，巴比伦人会把他们人掳去，会消灭，会毁坏他所有东西。他就是说，即便是这些事情都发生，我也以我的神为乐。
You see, Habakkuk was giving God all his glory and praises because he knew that even though the Babylonians plundered all their goods.He could still be joyful in God even though everything was gone.
所以我希望这个哈巴谷先知祷告中的经历能成为我们的经历。
I truly hope that Habakkuk's experience can become ours as well.
很多的时候我们在难处中，我们眼睛只能看到我们那点难处。
Oftentimes when we are in trouble, we focus only on the trouble.
而我们不能够安静在神的面前来仰望他。
But not on God to rely on Him.
所以，这个缺乏信心，是因为我们不认识神。
And the lack of faith is because we do not know God enough.
所以我们应该经常来到神的面前来祷告，让我们更多的来亲近他和认识他。
So we should come to Him more often to really get to know Him and to be close to Him.
那我这次在纽约灵命精神会的那个主题讲员，其中一个他的这个题目就是亲近神。
One of the themes of this year's New York Summer Conference was about to be close to God.
那他就是鼓励弟兄姐妹要常常来到神的面前来亲近他，亲密他，因为他说你要不认识神的话，你怎么能够信靠他呢？
And the speaker encouraged everyone to get close to God because if you don't, how can you even believe in Him?
就是像我要是认识董长老，我要是不认识他的话，他跟我说什么，我不会相信他的。
Just like Brother Dong, Elder Dong, if I don't even know him, how can I even trust in what he says?
所以祷告是何等的重要。
So prayer is of tantamount importance.、
嗯所以当我们在祷告中遇见的神的时候，那是我们信心升华和我们和我们能够信靠神的一个动力。
And the key and the motivation for the sublimation of our faithfulness is to meet God in our own prayers.
无论我们面对什么样的难处，以后我们来到神的面前，我们不再问为什么是我和为什么会发生这样的问题。
Don't ask why me or why would this happen when troubles come to you.
让我们学习问另外两个问题。
But let us instead ask the other questions.
另外两个问题就是主啊，你的手在做什么
？First, God, what's your hand doing?
那第二个问题就是主啊，你让我要做什么
？Second, God, what do you want me to do?
那一方面我们要明白神在做什么事情。
On the one hand, we need to understand what God's doing.
另外一方面需要说神啊，你让我来做什么事情。
On the other, we need to know what God wants us to do.
一旦我们开始问这样两个问题的时候，我相信我们属灵的生命会有很大的改变。
I believe our spiritual journey will change much as we start to ask these two questions more often.
那在我准备这篇讲道的时候，我看到这个《生命季刊》有一篇文章，它的题目就是“虽然无花果树不发旺”。
As I was preparing for this sermon, I was also reading the Christian Life Quarterly, which is said, "Even though the fig tree does not bud."
那事情是发生在西雅图的一个华人的教会。
So it was referring to something happened in Seattle's Chinese church.
那这个教会的师母呢，觉得最近这个好像身体不是很灵活，她就去做一些锻炼身体的活动，她就去去游泳。
The wife of the pastor in this church wasn't feeling well, so she went to swimming one day.
那这个师母实际上会游泳，但是不知道为什么那天她就这个溺水而导致昏迷。
She knew how to swim, but somehow she drowned in that day when he was swimming, so he went into a state of coma.
当有人发现师母的时候，她已经没有呼吸和心跳了。
When she was discovered, she already lost her heartbeats and breathing.
所以救护车就把她带到这个附近的医院去抢救。
So the ambulance brought her to an ER.
所以教会的弟兄姐妹都会在那儿为这个师母来祷告，大家都很有信心。
And of course, the whole church was praying for her.
一起来求神来医治，也相信神一定能够医治。
Together, they prayed for the healing of her.
而且他们把祷告非常具体化，求神医治每一个具体的一个目标，先有呼吸、心跳等等，他是这样。
And their prayers were very specific about, you know, how the breathing could start or the heartbeats could start.
那神也确实听了他们的祷告。
And God listened.
先是心跳恢复了，而且呢，情况越来越稳定。师母好像也会动一下眉毛啊，会手脚会有一些动。
First, the heart started to beat, and her eyebrows started to move.
那虽然师母仍在昏迷中，但他们相信神一定会听他们祷告，医治师母，而且会借着这件事情复兴他们的教会。
Even though she was still in a coma, the brothers and sisters believed that soon she would wake up again, and that soon their whole church can be revived.
但是在他写文章的时候，是四年过去了。
By the time that this was written was actually 4 years after this event.
所以她仍然在昏迷中。
And she was still in coma.
那在牧师在那篇文章后面的见证中，是他这样写道：说整整四年过去了，师母的意识并没有好转。作为一个职人的丈夫，我痛苦吗？是的。
In his testimony, he wrote, "For 4 years, she hasn't wakened up yet." So Am I? How should I feel? Of course, I'm in pain.
我失望吗？是的。
Am I disappointed? Of course, I am.
但我终于坚持下来了。为什么？
But I have persisted. Why?
那尽管神的医治的神迹没有出现，但是神的恩典却一直与我同在。
Even though God's healing miracle did not come down, His grace was always with me.
那通过弟兄姐妹的祷告。然后呢，关爱和关心，我仿佛看到神的手在抚摸我的伤口。
Through the love, care, and prayers of all the brothers and sisters, I saw God's hand touching me.
他说：“我虽然从小信主，而且呢，在大陆也是因着信仰被迫害过。
I have been a believer all my life, and when I was in China, I was persecuted because of my faith.
那现在我又是一名牧者。
And now.” Here I am, I'm a pastor.
但我仍然是一个需要神来改变的人。
But I'm still a person that needs to be changed by God.
长期以来，我知道我自己的骄傲。
For too long, I know that I am proud.
我为此也很痛苦，但是不知道如何来改变。
I feel bad about it, but I couldn't change it.
真是立志行善，由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Truly, my heart desires to do good, but my body does not do so.
他说：“当我跪在师母的床前，的时候，面对一个植物人，我知道自己的有限和无助。
As I kneel down before her bed, knowing that she is a vegetated person.
他说：我的心开始软化，不像过去在祷告时很难流泪，现在常常流泪。
I was hopeless, but now my heart was changed, and now I weep often.
他常常痛悔自己的罪行，也常常被圣灵充满。
And I'm often am remorse about my past evil deeds, and I am now more often filled with the Holy Spirit.
他说我又尝到了祷告的甜蜜，我决心要成为一个会祷告的基督徒。
Once again, I tasted the sweetness of prayers, and I determined myself to become once again a Christian who actually knows how to pray.
他说我现在面对是一场属灵的征战。他说这次经历使我清醒，同时也带我回到了这个神的面前，与他建立了重新建立亲密的关系。
I have been in a spiritual battle for too long, and by this experience I have, I once again know how I can be with God and truly experience Him.
他说侍奉不能代替这种关系。
And serving in the church cannot replace such a relationship.
神看重的不是我们做了什么，而是我们是怎样一个人。
God does not see what we do as important as who we truly are.
所以他说，这一年是我一生中最黑暗的一年，但是也是我经历神恩典最丰富的一年。
Then the pastor said that even though this year was the darkest one in his life, it's also one in which he receives most of God's blessings.
虽然我满身的伤痕跌倒在地，但是靠着那加给我力量的主，我正在爬起来。神要让我做一个见证，就是苦难不能胜过他的儿女。
Though infliction is with me, I am going to stand up with God because I'm going to testify thatI can do anything because God is with me.
因为他的恩典永远是够用的。
Because His grace is ever abundant.
我们从这个故事我们看到，神并没有按照他的心意来成就事情。
From this story, we see that God didn't do what the pastor wanted in his heart.
但他在苦难中去遇见了神。
But in his suffering, he saw God.
使这个牧师更加来信靠神，而且超越了他的苦难。
And that helped him rely on God more, which transcended him above his troubles.
我不知道在座的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，你们所面临的难处是什么
？I do not know what's troubling you today.
也许是夫妻之间的。
Maybe it's between you and your wife or husband.
也许是你和孩子之间的。
Between you and your children.
也许是你和老板和同事之间的。
Between you and your colleagues or managers.
也许是你在教会里服侍时候和弟兄姐妹之间的。
Or between you and your brothers and sisters in your church.
那我们每个人所面临的环境和难处都不一样。
Everyone has a different difficulty to face.
那神希望我们每一个人 individual 就是个人的来到他的面前。
And God wants us to come to Him individually.
在祷告中与他有一个相遇的一样一个机会。
To meet with him in our prayers.
我相信在你祷告中，如果你和神真正相遇的时候，你的信心一定会在祷告中被建立。
I'm sure that your faith will be established again if you truly meet God in your prayers.
所以我希望我们，包括我自己，我们从今天开始能够学习把一切事情带到神面前。
Let's learn to bring everything to God.
让我们每一天都能过一个满了信心的这样一个生活。
So that we can lead a life of faithfulness every day.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们是在你面前是何等的惭愧。
We feel so bad before you.
我们虽然得救。
Even though we have been saved,
但我们对你的认识不足。
But we still know you too little.
我们的信心也不够。
And our faith is so weak.
更没有常常来到你的面前来向你祈求。
And we do not come to you enough to pray to you.
来亲近你。
To be close to you.
求主你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
吸引我们。
Attract us.
让我们从今天开始
from today
有一颗愿意来到你面前的心
we can have a desiring heart to come before you
来亲近你
to to be close to you.
求神让我们在祷告中来经历你。
God, help us to experience you in prayers.
在祷告中建立我们的信心。
To build up our faith in our prayers.
让我们在这弯曲悖逆的世代。
So that in this generation of evil,
做你神的见证人。
We can become your holy testimony.
活出一个满了信心丰盛的生命。
And to live a life filled with holiness and faithfulness.
我们这样的祷告，祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all of this in Jesus' name.
Amen.